Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. Here's a look at beautiful Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Site today's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Today we have game six of a six-game series, the finale between the Mets and the Cardinals, with first pitch coming up at 12:10. Welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. I'm Adam McDonald, joined alongside by John DeStefano. John, Mets got on the board yesterday, a well-played 2-1 victory, their first win of the series, and they snapped a 9-game losing streak with that victory.
Yeah, and what a big win it was. We talked at length on these broadcasts about how if St. Lucie is going to get this season turned around, it would have to start with starting pitching, and they got a terrific performance last night from Jordani Ventura. In fact, all three pitchers last night provided a masterful performance, allowing the lowest combined run total all year by St. Lucie pitchers. The Mets are going to continue to get this season turned around. They'll have to carry that momentum forward, and it would be a great continuation here today against a tough lineup in the Palm Beach Cardinals.
So the Vobs were very positive yesterday. The Mets will look to make it two in a row. They have won multiple games in a row before, and they'll look to do it today with first pitch coming up at 12:10 p.m. in this series finale. We'll take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back to Clover Park, we will have the starting pitching matchup and a look around the Florida State League. That's next on Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Last plate meeting of the series, Gilbert Gomez, the manager for the Mets, in his first year, Gary Kendall, returning for the Cardinals from last year. There's the umpires, Chad Lagana calling balls and strikes. Shea Graham is the base umpire. All those gentlemen exchange lineup cards, shake hands, go over the ground rules. Let's look at the Florida State League in the standings. The Mets in the East Division picked up the win yesterday to improve to 9-29. Still a long way to go to get a better record. Palm Beach is 24-14, but maintains a 3-game lead over Jupiter, which has lost 2 in a row to Daytona. So the Tortugas still pretty far back at 8 back, but comfortably ahead of the Mets, who are in last. Over in the West Division, Clearwater had its winning streak snapped yesterday, but still a 28-10 record, one of the best in the minor leagues, safely ahead of Fort Myers by 6 games and Bradenton and Dunedin by 7, Lakeland and Tampa pretty far back. Other games around the FSL today and in the Mets organization. Daytona's at Jupiter at noon. Jupiter leads that series 3-2. Bradenton at Clearwater at noon. It's a 4-1 Clearwater series lead there. Tampa hosts Dunedin at noon. Dunedin leads that series 3-2. 1 o'clock game is Fort Myers at Lakeland. Fort Myers up 3-2 in that series. As for the Mets affiliates, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley have a doubleheader coming up at noon. Binghamton and New Hampshire have a doubleheader as well coming up at noon. Syracuse is at Norfolk at 1:05, a single game there. And the New York Mets have a doubleheader against Cleveland. Split doubleheader, 1:40 and 7:10 first pitches. Scherzer and Verlander starting that doubleheader for the Mets. That should be fun to watch tonight when we get out of here. The pitching matchup for today's game features Jeromy Ramirez for the Mets against Cade Winquist of the Cardinals. Ramirez, the last time he pitched was last Sunday. He served as the opener in Daytona, pitched two perfect innings with six strikeouts. He's pitching very well this season, a 2.73 ERA in seven games. This will be his fourth start. As for Winquist, he's pitched well this season, too. First five games were out of the bullpen, but his last two games, both in the month of May, have been starts. This month, he's given up just two earned runs and five hits in nine innings with two walks and 10 strikeouts. So two pitchers who are on a roll on the mound at Clover Park today.
It's a really exciting matchup we've got today. Maybe the most exciting we've had all season. As you mentioned, both pitchers pitching extremely well. Jeromy Ramirez having a fantastic May for himself, has dropped his ERA all the way down to 2.73. He'll be taking the mound first. And man, would it be terrific for the Mets to set the tone with the same kind of start that Jordani Ventura got through the first inning, 1-2-3 yesterday, and set his team up very well as they took the lead 2-0. One that would be good enough all the way through, as Mets pitching really took care of the Cardinals yesterday. Jeromy Ramirez trying to do the same thing here this afternoon.
Ramirez and the Mets have taken the field. National anthem is upon us. For that, we send it to public address announcer Evan Knight.
Well done by Ms. Shonda Newman. Now we are closer to first pitch. Let's take another look at Jeromy Ramirez, 21 years old from San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic. He was signed as Mets as a non-drafted free agent out of the DR in 2019. He's been very impressive this season. He has only walked six batters while striking out 29. So the Mets have struggled in general to throw strikes this season, but not really Jeromy. That bodes well on a Sunday afternoon. The defense behind Ramirez will feature Vincent Perozzo doing the catching. Junior Tillian will play third base. Jet Williams at short. Kevin Villavicencio plays second. Yarrel Martinez at first. The outfield will Fredo Lara, Blaine McIntosh, and Scott Oda. As for the Palm Beach Cardinals lineup, a different look at the top as Darlene Moquette will get leadoff duties. Moquette playing second base. Aya DeCerny has got a couple of home runs in the series. Bat second, R.G. Yeager is going to go wire to wire in the series. He's played every game. Mutko Kurialy came into the league as maybe the top hitter in the league, but he's really scuffled, only batting 176 in the series. Juan Bencho's been impressive. Joshua Baez is a home run in the series. Adinson Cruz, a key double. couple of games ago. Linares has a homer in the series as well, and Espinoza bats ninth. There's Gary Kendall, the manager for these Redbirds. He's got his team in first place and winners of 14 of the last 18, but not last night, as the Mets won 2-1 and now try to make it a two-game winning streak. We are ready for baseball here at Clover Park on a sunny Sunday. There's Moquette to lead it off. Home plate umpire Chad Lagana signals for first pitch. And here it comes from Jawomi Ramirez. And it's high to the backstop for ball one. And we are underway. First pitch at 12:11. It's 86 degrees and sunny. A swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Fouled straight back. 1-2. Moquette in this series playing in his fifth game. He is 3-for-13. Fastball too high at 92. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch high and in. Full count. Payoff pitch is popped up in foul territory. That will reach the stands. Martinez gives it a look. Pitch might have been high for ball four, but Moquette goes right after. Now, Ramirez should be fresh. He has not pitched in a week. And last time he did pitch, it was just two innings, scheduled two innings. But he loses Moquette high with the fastball, and it's a leadoff walk. First inning has been a trouble spot for the Mets this season. The last few games have been better. Three-game streak now with the Mets not allowing a first inning run as Idesernia comes to the plate. And he will take a fastball right into 89.
Yeah, trouble spot to say the least in the first for the Mets. It's actually their highest run total allowed of all nine innings.
They won the first inning yesterday 2-0 and won the game. Tells you how important it is. Moquette trying to steal. Perozzo's throw to second. High into center field. Moquette looks like he stumbled. Maybe got tangled up by Williams. Steals second safely but cannot advance to third. See if we can get another look at that.
It looked like there was a slight collision there at second base. Lucky it wasn't worse as he comes in. Got down very late. He might have contacted Williams on his way through.
Yeah, if he did make contact, it was a glancing blow. I think Moquette tried to slide under the contact. There's a foul ball back over the roof. That one nearly skipped into Dan, the ABS tech. Can't take him out. It's a 1-2 count on Idesernia. There you see the numbers really pop off the page. Two of those six homers this series. And he lines one, nearly hits Moquette. Out to second, short rather. Williams makes the play. Took an extra moment to get rid of it. That was a odd one, almost like watching a lot of hockey playoffs, John. You got, you know, offensive players trying to get in the way of defensive players. Screen the goalie. That's almost what happened there with Moquette.
Yeah, and it's a really good job by Williams to maintain his concentration and play the short hop off of the screen. So really good job there at short to get the out.
I don't think that was intentional by Moquette. I think he just didn't know where to go. He avoids the offensive interference. Let's get the out. Does not advance the runner. And now R.J. Yeager comes to the plate. You don't see a lot of this in the Florida State League. A player playing every game in the series. Yeager fouls one away. And this is his sixth game in the six games we've played. All at first base. And he's been fairly steady. He is 6-for-16 plus 8 walks. And he tomahawks this pitch through the left side for a base hit. Marquette will advance to third. Another hit in the series for Yeager, and he has set up the Cardinals at the corners with one out.
Another solid at-bat there from Yeager. Hits just keep on coming for him as he continues to chug through the season very consistently. Just continues to produce.
Hit too hard to score. Moquette was at third base. Kiriale is up, and Kiriale has gone really the other way. Came into this series on fire all season, but has been cooled considerably. Curveball stays high. And Kiriale came into the series basically in the top two in every offensive category in the league. But this week, just 3-for-17. One of those hits was in his very first at-bat, and he pops this one foul. Of course, last night, probably the biggest at-bat of the series, John, he came off the bench to pinch hit as the tying run with two outs in the ninth and struck out looking. He challenged the strikeout but lost it. A 1-1 pitch, high chase. 1-2. Breaking ball stays high. Two balls, two strikes. Ramirez just does not quite look comfortable right now. He's missing high a lot, which last week, you know, the folks on Bally Live didn't see as we were in Daytona, but he just pummeled the strike zone in both games he appeared in. 2-2. Swung on and missed. Kiriale goes down again. Huge strikeout for Ramirez early in this game, as he keeps Moquette at third base.
That's a big-time get right there. But the Mets really have had Curiale's number this entire series. And here's another prime example.
So that was still almost a miss as Perozzo flashed up and the ball ended up down. But with all the high pitches, Kiriale can't make the adjustment. So Juan Bincho is up. He's been an impressive player this week for the Cardinals. And he takes change up for a strike. He had a couple of important at-bats yesterday where he didn't come through. So he went 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts.
I'm not mistaken, yesterday was his only 0-for game this series.
Rounds one to first, but that will go foul. And it's nothing in two. Fans, a reminder to watch us on Bally Live and join the Crowd Zone. Already seen we've got some action in the Crowd Zone this afternoon. And John, I believe, has posted a trivia question already. So there you go. We're active early. Zamboni thinks the Mets are going to win again today. Knew I liked that guy. Or lady. 0-2 pitch coming. It's inside for a ball. Perozzo throws to second. Not in time. Back pick of Moquette. He is tagged out. Terrible base running by Moquette. Great job by Villavicencio. Alertly throws to third base, and Moquette's tagged out by Tillian as we see it again.
Yeah, a potential double steal put on by the Cardinals, but ill-advised there by Moquette, finding his way off of third, too far, in fact, and unable to jump back.
It's actually Jet Williams with a nice play there at short. Well done by him, and the Cardinals run themselves out of the inning. Mets will swing the sticks for the first time today on the other side of the break.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Ready to start the bottom of the first. Wilfredo Lara leads off for the Mets. Chet Williams to follow, then Junior Tillian. Starting pitcher for Palm Beach is Cade Winquist. First pitch, a strike to Lara. Official score, Bill popped his head in between innings. Go over that last play. It's a caught stealing. Good news for Perozzo. No stolen base for Jaeger. Can't get credit for advancing on a base for a stolen base if the other guy gets caught. So that's that ruling. Bill's looking to confirm that, though. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Called third strike. Lara's going to use a challenge right away. This could go 50-50, John. I'm not so sure. Well, it's a strikeout. That's how fast the whole process is. So the Mets down a challenge in the first inning. Backup curveball sneaks in. It's a good call by Lugano, the umpire.
Yeah, good call and not really a good challenge there from Lara. Nobody on base, nobody out, bottom of the first. You have to wonder if that's the best place to use a challenge.
Probably not, but John, I can't appreciate that it was at least used to try to avoid a strikeout. We've seen worse challenges than that this year. The ones that drive me crazy are like the first pitches, the 1-0s, the 2-0s, the 1-1s. At least he tried to avoid a strikeout. Of course, last night, no, it didn't work out for him, but Curiale saving that last challenge for the last pitch of the game. You know, if he had won that, then that's the poster child right there for why you do not challenge early. As Chet Williams coming off that heady play to end the first, top half, takes a pitch low, it's 2-1. Breaking ball. That pitch looks good early from Winquist. And 2-2. Jet fouls it away. Williams in this series, 3-for-17. Does have four walks on base. Clip at 333. And he will take a pitch knee high, just below the knees. Palm Beach won't bother with the challenge. It's a full count. Payoff outside, another walk for Jet Williams' fifth of the series. He heads down to first with one out. Let's meet the Mets lineup. Tillian will be next, and then we'll have the rehabber, Tomas Nito. Vincent Perozzo bats fifth. Yarel Martinez sixth. Kevin Villavicencio seventh. Oda eighth. And Blaine McIntosh ninth. That's how the Mets look this afternoon. Here's Tillian. Had a hit yesterday. That backup breaking ball. It's in again for a strike.
It's a nice-looking pitch there from Winquist as he continues to use the hook. It's something I think he'll continue to go back to all game. It's looking great right now.
There it is again, called a ball this time. Some hesitation there by Linares, the catcher. 1-1. he thought about tapping his head. Does not. Williams a short lead, creeping. He's running. Swing and a miss. Lennar is from the knees. What a great throw, but not in time. Jet steals second base. Linares was 3 for 3 catching the Mets in the suspended game on Thursday into Friday. What a great throw on the money from his knees. Jet does get there in time. Not the fastest delivery from Winquist, which of course plays a big role in deciding whether to run or not. Tillian, a soft grounder to short. Espinoza up with it over to first. And that is the second out of the inning. Of course, no bigger caught stealing. As we get another look at the Espinoza routine play. No bigger caught stealing than the one that ended the suspended game. Carlos Dominguez not only out to end the game as the tying run, but out with injury on a dislocated finger on the IL. Here's Tomas Nido. That's rehabbing catcher from dry eye syndrome. He takes ball one low. He's the DH again today. Nito 1-for-7 in his two rehab games. Nito hits a fly ball deep left field. Idesernia looks up. It's gone. Bye-bye baseball. Tomas Nito on MLB rehab assignment. Clocks one out to give the Mets a 2-0 lead.
Welcome back to Port St. Lucie. Tomas Nito as he unloads on this one over the left field wall. And once again, the Mets in the first inning take a 2-0 lead.
Major League power from Nito. Providing a spark, hanging, breaking ball. Winquist knew it right away. A one hop off the boardwalk and out. All right, John, back-to-back games. 2-0 Mets in the first. This is a little more exciting than a hit-by-pitch and a walk with the bases loaded. You get the Major League rehabber to provide some offensive power. There's a shot high in the sky to center field by Perozzo. He's been as hot as anybody in the lineup, but he's out number three here to Adinson Cruz. Good start for the Mets. Joelmy Ramirez out of trouble in the top of the first. Nito unloads in the bottom half. 2-0 on Bally Live.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
The StatCast numbers on that Tomas Nito home run. Actually not a hard hit ball. Exit velocity 93 miles per hour. Launch angle 34 degrees. Hit it 366 feet. That's plenty to get it out down the left field line. 30 plus feet. That's just big league strength.
Absolutely. Tomas Nito, not someone necessarily known for their power, but he made great contact with the ball and a perfect launch angle to send it over the left field fence.
Big league muscles as this ball is grounded up the middle by Cho, backhanded by Villavicencio. The stretch by Martinez on the back end, and Cho is out. A fine play by Villavicencio. And Cho looked like he might have landed awkwardly on the base as limping back to the dugout. He put on the brakes hard at the end there. Keep an eye on that. Good player. Cardinals don't want to lose him. Well, one down, and we come to Joshua Baez. Home run came on a slider, obviously, that backed up right into the strike zone. And I was going to say it, John, and I bit my tongue, is that a couple of those Winquist sliders backed up into the strike zone, which means they basically came across the plate right into where the barrel would go. And it didn't take long for Nito to make him pay for one of those.
Yeah, a great hitter in his own right, but most major leaguers being used to quality backup sliders, backup curveballs, they've seen something like that before, and you're just not going to fool someone like Tomas Nito with a pitch like that.
A one-out walk to Baez. That's the second walk of the game issued by Ramirez. Slightly off in the top of the first, but had the huge strikeout and the caught stealing. Kept the Cardinals off the board. Now Cruz is up. Cruz hit a big-time double in a 2-2 game in the eighth inning on Friday afternoon. Hasn't done much with the bat or played much in this series, but made the most of his time at that juncture in the game. Fastball for a strike. Blake Prozo thought about snapping one off. Cruz in his one game in the series went 1-for-5. But again, made it count with that big double. Cannot check his swing here. He goes around, no question. 1-2. Fouled away. One-two pitch. Baez running. Call the ball. Throw to second. Caught stealing. Did Baez lose track of the count? Or was there a hit and run that was missed? Looked like he kind of peeled up at second base, didn't slide. It was ball three. You see Cruz, Baez, they're just kind of stuttering into second base. Maybe thought it was ball four.
Yeah, really inexplicable play there. It's very surprising to see a base stealer not get down. Probably the only time you'll see that this season. But Baez at the plate, well, equally confounding on that play. Like you said, it just looked like it was almost like a watching a practice pitch come in.
Now it's ball four high now. Back-to-back walks issued by Ramirez, but twice now with two innings, the Cardinals running themselves into outs on the bases. We did see the Cardinals earlier in the week. Sometimes they seem to, despite their hot streak coming in, they did seem to make some, say, boneheaded gaffes, but just they did some things that, you know, teams with that kind of winning pedigree don't do. Be a bad base running play or a misstep in the field defensively. Swinging at pitches out of the zone. So they were winning games, but there were some spots where they looked a little vulnerable. clearly on the bases today. Here's a ball fisted in right field by Linares, the catcher. He bloops in a single. That's going to send Adinson Cruz all the way to third.
That's a nice job there by Linares on an inside pitch, staying inside out. Nice looking swing there as he's able to muscle the ball into right field.
So three straight have made it on. But just like in the first inning, Ramirez a chance to get out of it as he faces Lisandro Espinoza. He's been a terrific player with his glove in this series. It hasn't been much with the bat as he takes this curveball high. Espinoza just 2-for-16 in the series. Breaking ball hit deep out to left field, hooking towards the line. It will go foul. That was not far off from where it bounced on the boardwalk from Nito. Definitely had the strength to get it out.
And just as we're talking about his struggles at the plate, Espinoza really gets into one. A bit unlucky there as it hooked just outside of the foul pole. But Ramirez on notice that just because this batter is in the ninth hole does not mean he can't make you pay as well.
And he's late on the fastball, so after being a tad early on the breaker, which was hung up, Tardy on the fastball, and now Ramirez a strike away from getting out of trouble again in the second inning. Jess got a piece. Two breaking ball grounded to Jett. He will go the short way to second. That forces out Linares, and the inning is over. Fielder's choice off the bat of Espinoza. Two scoreless innings turned in by Jawomi Ramirez. Mets lead 2-0 on Bally Live.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
As we get set to begin the bottom of the second, a reminder on Bally Live, the trivia question is now up. This one courtesy of John. It's a good one, and I believe I know the answer, but I will not spoil it on the air. John, you want to read us since you wrote it?
Yeah, the Cardinals have operated under the same name for the last for over 120 years, since 1900. What was the original moniker for the franchise? They've existed under four names so far. What was the first one they used?
And your choices?
Your four options are the Perfectos, the Brown Stockings, the Redbirds, or the Brewers.
Put your thinking caps on. That'll be up for another few innings. Then we will have another trivia question for you. And Philip back there. Philip, do you have your special trivia question today? He can make one. Okay, that's what we like to hear. Well, Yoan Martinez just grounded out sharply to first on the first pitch from Cade Winquist. He's out now. Kevin Villavicencio is up. Villavicencio aiming for a 7-game hit streak. And he might have it here. He does. A sharp single into right center. 7 in a row. And it gets away on the infield. Villavicencio goes to second. Safe! Heads up running by Villavicencio as that ball got away.
Yes, it's a good job by Villavicencio, but you have to wonder, what was the Cardinals infield doing right there? The throw came in, and no one covered second to keep Villavicencio away. He took note of that and dove in head first. The tag was down, but the ball was dropped, so a couple of poor misplays there led to an extra base for Villavicencio.
Well, let's start with this. It was a terrible throw from right field. I mean, the second baseman Moquette should not have to be running for that ball off to his left. And you're right, nobody at second base. That's going to be an E9, one would imagine, on Cho. But a great heads-up play by Villavicencio to take advantage. It was close at second. He's in scoring position with one out for Scott Oda. Homered a couple of days ago. Takes this pitch in the dirt. Good block by Linares. This ball's rocketed into left center field. That's going to get down and roll all the way to the wall. Oda drives in Villavicencio with an RBI double. It's 3-0 Mets. Their biggest lead of the series.
It's a great piece of hitting by Oda. Went down to get a pitch that was low. Golfed it into left center. Found the gap. Two bases for him and an RBI double.
Mets coming out of the gates hot today. Error playing an impact there, although Villavicencio might have scored from first on that laser beam double. Come to the ninth man in the order, Blaine McIntosh. Ground ball to short. Going to third, and wide is Espinoza. And Oda is safe. Espinoza, a terrible throw. He did the right thing trying to go to third. He had Oda all the way. Just unleashed a bad throw. He's fortunate it didn't go out of play.
Yeah, really aggressive on the base pass there by Oda. Should have been thrown out. Espinoza will definitely tell you he needs to make that play. But the Mets fortunate to have runners on the corners now and just one out. Let's see if they can take advantage of another opportunity provided by Palm Beach.
The second error of the inning, and upon a quick replay there, you know, maybe he should have just gone to first. That was going to be a close play at third. You also have to, you know, hit your third baseman Curiale on the move. Certainly could have gone to first base. Got the easy out number two. Said the Mets at runners at the corners. McIntosh trying to steal. Linares throws to second, and he is out. Linares back at it. Strong throw. And McIntosh is cut down. It's our third base runner caught stealing today. Look at this throw. It's just perfect.
Linares just proving his mettle once again. He's an excellent defensive catcher. He has shown it all series. Only one successful base dealer has gotten him so far.
That was Jett. Last inning, here's a bloop out to second. Run down by Moquette. So that error by Espinoza did not come back to burn him as Lazaro, or as Lara makes the out. But the Mets get another run. Scott Oda with the RBI double. 3-0 Mets at the end of two.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald, John DeStefano back with you. We made it to the third inning on a sunny, warm Sunday. And Darlene Moquette fouls this first pitch from Jawilmy Ramirez straight back. So Ramirez has gone through the order one time. Hasn't been pretty. Three walks and a couple of hits, but no runs. Cardinals' base-running mistakes helping him out in a major way. And as Ramirez gets this fastball over, it's nothing and two. And he fouls this one back, and that's going to go just below the booth next door.
After last inning with another run added, now pitching with a three-run lead, we'll see if Ramirez can settle down and continue to soak up innings.
This pitch is in the dirt. We do expect to see Christopher Vasquez in this game. Vasquez pitched four scoreless innings out of the bullpen in game one of this series. This ball fouled away. In between Ramirez and Vasquez, hopefully they can give the Mets some length. And the normal relievers down in the bullpen, hopefully, John, inspired after what they witnessed yesterday with JoJo Rodriguez and Brendan Hardy.
Yeah, this is unfamiliar territory right now. The Mets pitching with a lead, a sizable one, in fact, the largest, as you mentioned, of the series.
Sky ball. McIntosh on the run, makes the play, and that retires Moquette. One away in the third. Yeah, you mentioned the pregame show, John. That pitching performance by the Mets yesterday, on the whole, literally tied for the best of the year. One run, three hits. Mets had also done that game in Jupiter early in the season. I thought that the suspended game was well pitched by the Mets for the most part. Lost it 4-3. And then you almost throw out the 7-inning game, 6-0 Palm Beach. Just Rino Vias just couldn't throw a strike. But it's not like the Cardinals hit the daylights out of the ball that evening. So this Palm Beach offense, when seeing strikes, has been neutralized by the Mets. As Ida Cernia grounds one to V. Vicencio. Jump throw on the money. Kevin V. Vicencio, excellent play. He's done that three times now, the last two games, ranging out deep to his right. And every throw has been perfect.
His range is just excellent. He continues to gobble up everything hit near him. Middle of the field, very difficult to get anything past him.
R.J. Yeager has one of the two Palm Beach hits, a single. hits one high and deep to left. McIntosh going over near the track, makes the catch on the run, and retires Yeager. It's a 1-2-3 inning turned in by Jawomi Ramirez. Mets will take their 3-0 lead to the home third.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hard fastball by Cade Winquist, 93 miles an hour. Blows it by Jet Williams for strike one. 0-1 pitch off the plate. Winquist has pitched all right. He made one mistake himself, the two-run hanging slider to Nito. But that run in the last inning, poor defense played a part in that as he nearly hits Jet. It's been a while since Jet's been hit, and we hope it stays that way.
Jet willing to get on base any way he can, but he'd much prefer to stay out of the way of these baseballs.
Ball is fouled away deep into the left field corner, and Ida Cerny will go dig that out. Reminder to chat with us on the Bally Live Crowd Zone. Two pitches fouled away. Somebody on the Crowd Zone asked, was McIntosh's hit an error? It was not. It was a fielder's choice error. So he gets credit reaching on a fielder's choice. As that throw by Espinoza went to third, that was the error. That's how that is scored, in case you're wondering. And you were, since you asked it. Appreciate the question. Yeah, we'll take all kind of scoring questions up here as Williams hits one high on the infield. Right side, Yeager, the first baseman, makes the grab. One out in the home third. And it brings up Junior Tillian. Tillian ground out to short in the first inning. He's 0 for 1. Winquist, breaking ball, hit hard into center, ranging back is Cruz. He's got it for a quick out two. Well struck by Tillian, but just a long out. Even that pitch backed up into the strike zone. Tillian didn't miss it by much. And the return of Tomas Nito. He's been a very quiet 1-for-7 on this rehab assignment until he launched that home run, the two-run shot in his first at-bat. Instead of seeing that backup slider, he gets a hard fastball for strike one.
1-1 pitch off the end of the bat, strike two. Tomas was a St. Lucie Met in 2016 all season, won the FSL batting title, the Mets' most recent batting champion. He's a mid-season all-star and an end-of-season all-star. And he swings and misses at the fastball at 95. Hello. Cade Winquist with his high-velocity pitch of the game matches Juomi Ramirez with the 1-2-3 third. You're watching the Mets on Bally Live.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Grounds crew doing their part, making sure the field looks good. Good playable surface. We get set to begin the fourth inning. Game six, the finale between the Mets and the Cardinals. Though they will see each other again relatively soon. Mets down the road to face Palm Beach June 13th through 19th at Clover Park. So just under a month away. Joel Ramirez, that was the first pitch, ball one to Kiriali. By the way, that series, an interesting one. The first three games count towards the first half. The final three games towards the second half as Kiriali hits one into shallow center, falling fast. Villavicencio ranging way out, plucks it for the first out of the inning. Five in a row retired by Ramirez.
That's a nice job by Jewelmate to shake off his earlier struggles. Had a couple of walks, but right now back in the groove.
Well, this is kind of reminiscent of yesterday as this ball's hit up the middle. Tough play. Jet's going to get there, and he cannot come up with it cleanly. And even so, it's going to be very difficult to beat out Cho.
Yeah, that's going to be a single all the way. A slow roller all the way over to his left. Even if he does scoop it, the throw would not have been in time. In fact, he probably would have eaten the throw.
One out single by Cho. Snaps the streak of five in a row retired. I was going to say, John, that this Ramirez start almost reminiscent of what happened to Bryson Moss, the Cardinals starter yesterday. Came in on a roll, struggled. Mets got to him in the first inning, but then he went crazy. As this pitch is hit deep to third, though to second, not going to be in time and offline anyways. This will be an infield hit for Baez.
Two very well-placed balls in a row by Palm Beach. Would have been a nearly impossible play for Tillian all the way past the foul line. He does everything he can, but again, unable to get the base runner and really no chance for him.
And back-to-back hits on the infield with one out. Brings up Cruz, who walked his first time up in the second. Yeah, the Mets had a chance to get to Bryson Moss early yesterday. Scratched off a couple of runs. But then, you know, he went to his normal beast mode. And the Mets didn't do much the other four innings he was in, five innings he was in. And I was going to say this is kind of shaping up the same way for Ramirez. As he has started to settle in, but now a couple of hits, albeit not hard. More traffic on the bases as this pitch is a strike at the knees at 90. One a pounder off the plate, foul. Looked like Cho and Baez started to move like they were going to double steal. They did not. They were hedging that way. Ramirez, man, maybe sensing the same thing. Try to keep them honest. Looks back to second.
Yeah, Mets pitchers have seen this act too many times this series. Cardinals manager Gary Kendall, no stranger to putting on the double steal. In fact, they tried one back in the second inning. One the Mets sniffed out and were able to catch Moquette off third.
Timeout called very late. This one by Perozzo. That was interesting. That counts as one of the disengagements. So now Ramirez cannot step off the rubber. Unless it's a balk. Unless he actually picks off a runner. And that's a balk. Can't do that three times. So Ramirez stepped off once. Then Perozzo calls the timeout. That counts towards the disengagement by Ramirez, who either forgot or didn't know. And I guess he forgot. And then Cho basically baited him into that.
Yep, that's a smart play on the base pass. They knew exactly what they were doing there, the Cardinals. Cho able to induce the pickoff move, but without the throw, it's an automatic base for each base runner.
Yeah, if he picked Cho off, he threw it. You might as well at that point throw it. But again, I don't think he realized what was happening.
No, and those head games can certainly play havoc in the mind of pitchers when they're trying to do so much, when they're trying to pay attention to both the base runners and the catcher, giving them signs, and, of course, the pitch clock. They have to get rid of that ball on time.
It's still a 1-2 on Cruz, and he will fly one into deep right center. McIntosh on the run makes the play. Here comes Cho from third to score, and the Cardinals are on the board. A sac fly for Cruz. It's 3-1. On the balk directly helps bring that and run in. Also, Baez tagging to third on the play.
Have to give the Cardinals credit for manufacturing their run any way they can get it. Had some earlier foibles on the base pass, but they played some head games to perfection with Ramirez and able to scratch across a run.
Linares is next, and he will ground one towards Williams, who scoops it, throws to first, inning over. So Ramirez shrugs off the balk, gives up a run and a sac fly, but no more. He and the Mets still lead 3-1 halfway through the fourth.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding in the vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
There he is in all his glory, the mayor of Clover Park, Kenny, security guard. I can't wait to take him down on the golf course tomorrow. What's he going on about down there?
Oh, you know, Kenny.
Why is he so upset on a Sunday afternoon?
Could be any number of things.
As we resume play in the bottom of the fourth. You know, Kenny and the yellow shirts down there, they had their hands full yesterday. It was a great crowd, over 2,700. Plus the post-game concert after the game. This pitch misses, or rather in for a strike. A look back by Perozzo, but he won't challenge it. And Kenny's making friends down there, as always. A swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. We tease, but he really does a good job. And finds ways to make people's day when they come here to the ballpark. Don't tell him I said that. 1-2 pitch, and Perozzo goes down swinging. And this is now five straight retired by Winquist. And all five now the second time through the order. So he has seen the Mets once and making some adjustments.
He's really recovered nicely after the first couple of innings. Has really settled down.
That looked like a power fading changeup. There, haven't seen much of that as Yar Martinez comes up and takes the fastball outside at 88. Well, we've seen him throw a fastball there, high 80s. He's ramped it up to 95 to strike out Nito. This pitch at 93 is blooped to short. Kiriale has a beat on it. Easy catch for him, and Martinez is now out for the second time. Quickly, two down in the home fourth.
This game's starting to look more and more like yesterday's game, Adam. The Mets score early, and then Cardinals pitching starting to find the answer against this lineup. Just like in the middle of the game yesterday, the Cardinals have added a run. So the Mets with a two-run lead just in the on the same place we were yesterday in the bottom of the fourth.
Vicencio, part of the scoring, singled last time up, went to second on a throwing error and scored on a double. He's extended his hitting streak to seven games, but he's behind here 0-2, and he will use his timeout. Good spot to use it. O2 curveball high. One-two pitch goes to the backstop. Breaking ball inside, and Villavicencio on this hot streak has turned an 0-2 count to a full count. Payoff pitch, a big bouncer up the middle. Moquette, it's over his head, clears him to center field. Villavicencio 2-for-2.
Another well-placed ball. Would have been a really difficult play for Moquette, even if he was able to snare it. I think Villavicencio would have found his way to first. That's just nearly impossible, as it took a tough hop.
Hey, when it's going good, it's going good, right, for Villavicencio? Another major hop here on this new Clover Park playing surface. Scott Oda doubled home DeVincenzo last time, and he fouls this one away. So Oda hasn't played a lot of baseball the last few years due to pandemic and injury, so have to stay patient with him, let him build up, and he's starting to come around. Homer earlier in the week, double today. DeVincenzo trying to steal. Linares from the knees again. Another great throw. This kid behind the plate for the Cardinals is incredible. That's 5 out of 6 he's caught now in his 2 games. And almost all these are throwing from the knees. Very impressive, and that will end the fourth. It's still 3-1 St. Lucie.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
I think Mayor of Clover Park, Kenny, I think he spotted the camera. He's on to us. He sees me waving to him now. He's not happy down there. There's a fly ball. High into shallow left. Jet Williams waiting. He's got it. And that will retire Espinoza. Lemire is out for his 5th inning of work. He's been somewhat of the St. Lucie Mets' horse on the mound. He can go deep into games, or deeper. Again, we're in single A now, so we're not going to see guys pitch beyond 6 innings very much, as this ball is high to Moquette. But he's a guy who, you know, last couple of times out his full starts, 5 1/3, 5 1/3, really count the opening start last week in Daytona, but this guy in his mid-60s with the pitch count as this ball is fouled back, and he can he pitches well, could be eyeballing 6 innings. Two pitches hit deep into left field by Moquette. Back to the wall is Lara. He looks up, and it's gone into the beach house. Darlene Moquette, his 2nd home run of the series, and it brings the Cardinals to within a run.
Yep, Marquette on a 1-2 pitch there, lays into one and sends it over the left field wall, cutting into the Mets' lead, and it's now just 3-2.
Bring up Ida Cernia. He's also homered twice in the series. 2 ground outs today. And this pitch gets over for a strike. The Cardinals offense coming to life after a very quiet day yesterday. Runs in consecutive innings. Of course, the balk helped their cause in the fourth. A swing and a miss, and Ida Cernia is quickly in a 1-2 count. And he will use his time. We'll get another look at the StatCast numbers for the home run by Moquette, as this pitch is grounded to first, but foul. Looked like the pitch was high, maybe even out of the zone. This is a pop-up on the infield. Again, left side. Tillian waving for it. The Mets third baseman makes the play. That puts away Ida Cerny, who drops to 0 for 3 today. All right, the home run for Darlene Moquette. Exit velocity 96 miles per hour, so one past hard hit. Launch angle 29 degrees, hit at 362 feet. Would have been a home run in 22 Major League stadiums. Came on a fastball at 92 miles an hour. It was indeed high out of the zone. Here's a fly ball deep into left by Yeager, and that's going to stay in the park again. Almost a carbon copy of his fly out to McIntosh in the third. He falls just short of tying the game. Cardinals inch closer with the Moquette homer. It's 3-2 at the halfway point.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Cade Winquist trying to match Jewilmeet Ramirez with five solid innings. He'll face Scott Oda again after Vivasensi was caught stealing to end the fourth. Again, Oda RBI double, first time up. Grounds this one foul to first. All right, John, you asked the trivia question. The St. Louis Cardinals have operated under the same name for 120 years, but what was the original moniker for the franchise? The Perfectos, the Brown Stockings, the Redbirds, or the Brewers? What's the answer, John?
It was the Brown Stockings.
Indeed it was. Bus driver Ed out there listening and watching a Bally Live guessed correctly. He said he had to stop the bus. Safety first.
Yep, St. Louis professional baseball began in 1875 with the Brown Stockings. Since then, they've been known as the Browns, the Perfectos, and then 1900, they changed their name to their current, the Cardinals.
Going to guess they will not change again. Oda hits one hard on the ground to the second baseman. Moquette makes the play. Shaky throw, but Jaeger corrals it. We'll post another trivia question shortly. I think my trivia question's next. Do we have that up yet? John's working on it right now. It's a St. Lucie Mets-related question. Tomas Nito-related question. Here's McIntosh fouling one deep left.
You know, in my research, it turns out that there's a rumor that a journalist actually gave them their name. A journalist named Willie McHale called their uniforms a lovely shade of cardinal and then continued to use the nickname Cardinals through the rest of the season. The fans liked it, and the name stuck.
So it was after a color, not the actual bird. 1-1 pitch is fouled away. You know, when the World Series ends every season within a week span, MLB Network always starts replaying the Ken Burns baseball documentary, and I get suckered into that every time.
Hard not to.
Yep, and the as there's a third strike, and McIntosh is going to challenge the pitch. Challenge the third strike, and it is a confirmed strikeout. So the Mets have used both challenges today on called third strikes that have been upheld. They are down to one the rest of the game. Palm Beach has yet to use a challenge. The two down and back to the top in Lara, who's 0 for 2 with the strikeout and a flyout. Mets led 3-0. Palm Beach has gotten a couple runs back. Long way to go in this one as Lara takes the ball off the plate. And I especially like the Ken Burns documentary from the early stages, parts 1, 2, and 3. It always, I always laugh at the part where, you know, they're talking about the Harvard baseball team, and the Harvard president said that his team will never use a curveball because they do not want to deceive hitters, and they are above that.
Yeah. You know what they say about pride, Adam?
Progress works in mysterious ways. That didn't hold up.
Can only imagine the outcry there would be if a major league team confirmed that they would no longer be using a certain pitch.
Mets against the Guardians today won't throw a fastball or a curveball tonight. They don't want to have an unfair advantage for their Guardians.
We don't want to make anybody look bad.
No. Tapper foul. Lara hanging tough.
Lara, after his hot start after being brought up from the FCL, has largely cooled off this series, but still very dangerous. He's had a wealth of extra base hits through his first 17 games.
And they seem to come in spurts. He's on a quiet streak at the moment. Waits on the Windcrest 2-2 and flies it into right field towards Cho. Cho waves for it. He's got it, and that is a 1-2-3 inning. So Windcrest has faced the minimum his last three innings. He's settled down while the Cardinals have scored the most recent two runs. Good ball game here in the finale. 3-2 Mets.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light. Hot dogs for just $2 and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Mets have a new pitcher climbing up the back of the mound. That's Christopher Vasquez. He takes over for Jawilmy Ramirez. Jawilmy, five innings, two hits, two runs, three walks, and one strikeout. 75 pitches, 49 strikes. His ERA sits at 2.86. And he will face Kiriale in the first pitch. Is a ball. So Ramirez in line for a win. And again, there is a long way to go and a slim lead. Kiriale fouls the ball back. This is Vasquez's second appearance in this series. Again, he pitched in the first game out of the bullpen for shutout innings. Inside, 89.
Ramirez, another quality appearance in the books. He's gone 17 and two-thirds innings in May, allowing just four earned runs.
Ball is fouled back. That one on the roof. Go get it, Phillip. He's on the run. Oh, it came back down. Come back, Phillip. That one goes for the fans, not for the press box workers. This one goes to Jet Williams. Kiriale out again. 0 for 3 today. And a scuffling series for him. Who would have figured, especially after he hit the double in his first at-bat of the series. He is now 3 for 20 on the week. So Vasquez retires the first man he faces now, Juan Bencho. Scored one of the two Cardinals runs. He fouls one away. Missed just off the plate. Vasquez thought that might have been a strike, but with one challenge remaining the rest of the way, that is not the pitch to risk it on. Pitch is outside at 79 miles per hour, 2-1. This is the eighth game for Vasquez and his sixth out of the bullpen. His ball popped up. That one may be heading for the roof. In 20 innings, he has 18 strikeouts and a 4.12 ERA. Just two runs in 9 1/3 innings this month. Gosh, John, we keep talking about these Mets pitchers having good months of May, and then I look at the May record, and it's 4-13. Ground ball over the head of Vasquez. Back picked by Villavicencio. Throw is late and off the mark. Show his second consecutive infield single. He's the tying run at first base.
And that's the third of the day for the Cardinals. So really finding the empty spaces in this infield.
Yeah, you can tell the players no shifting. You can put the pie slice out there at second. Still going to find a way to manage infield hits in baseball. And here is the dangerous Baez. Has not been retired. A walk and an infield hit for him. It's the slider for a strike. Slider backs in for strike two.
And just a reminder, fans, chat with us on Bally Live in the chat zone. And we have a new trivia question posted. This one, another Thomas Nito-related question. That's why not, after his big home run earlier to give the Mets the lead.
I'll take credit for it then. Baez strikes out on the slider. So a slider on the outside, slider inside, slider back outside, down on three pitches, and that's two outs.
If you listened to us yesterday, you knew that Tomas Nito led the league in batting in 2016 with a .320 average. But today's trivia question, who was Tomas Nito's manager for the St. Lucie Mets in 2016? Your four choices are Tim Tuffle, Luis Rojas, Chad Kruder, or Reed Brignac, all four of them former St. Lucie managers.
No one coming to Cruz. This one just misses off the plate. Now, Tim Tuffle was a long time, of course, 86 Met. A long time instructor. His last year was last year in the Mets system. As this pitch misses away. Luis Rojas managed the New York Mets not long after his stint in St. Lucie. Now the Yankees third base coach, Chad Kruder, managed St. Lucie for 3 years, was going to be a fourth year until he got moved up to AAA. Reed Brignac, now coaching the Rumble Ponies, was St. Lucie's manager as well. There's a excuse me poke into right field, and it's going to be a hit for Cruz, and that will send Cho to third base as the tying run.
Sometimes you get lucky. A check swing ends up in a single. You couldn't have placed that better. And now with runners on first and third, two outs, Cardinals threatening again. Down just a run.
Carlos Linares set a nice series defensively. A couple of hits as well, including one today. All these dinking and dunking singles for the Cardinals. And then, of course, the home run by Moquette as time is called. Pitch clock new. Vasquez trying to keep the lead in the sixth. Slider missed away, ball one. Swing and a miss on a pitch way off the plate. That was a big cut by Linares. He did not get cheated.
And if we go back to his at-bat back in the third inning, he just missed a home run by feet as it curled outside the foul pole.
Breaking ball popped up, foul ground, tough play for Martinez, shading his eyes by the tarp, makes the play. Retires the side. Tying run stranded 90 feet away. Vasquez puts up a zero in the sixth. We're watching the Mets on Bally Live.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Beautiful day for baseball. Partly cloudy skies, no chance of rain. Temperature in the mid-80s. Jet Williams will lead things off for St. Lucie against Cade Winquist, who gets the ball for the sixth inning. And he was a reliever for the first month of the season. His last two starts have been this month, as Williams fouls away a slider. There is activity in the Palm Beach bullpen. So Winquist has pitched great. He's faced the minimum for the last three innings, just a single mixed in, but cut down on a caught stealing. As Williams holds off on appeal, did not go. Longest outing this year, May 7th against Daytona. Five innings, one hit, no runs. Needs one more out to surpass that. Not on this pitch. Cameraman Josh tells me Angel Cuenca is the pitcher warming up in the Cardinals bullpen. This one misses away. 2-2. Cuenca was warming up in the first inning yesterday as the starter Motz struggled to get out of the inning. Ended up going six. Breaking ball, missed. No challenge. Full count. Fastball inside, ball four. A challenge, though. So we wait. Ball four. First challenge of the day for the Cardinals goes in favor of the umpire. Chad Lagana has now been right all three times he's been tested.
And in favor of Jet Williams as well. Now his second walk on the day. He just continues to find ways to get to first, still leading the team in on-base percentage.
First pitch coming to Junior Tillian is a strike. You know, I thought the previous pitch, the curveball, was a better pitch than that fastball for ball four. I might have challenged the wrong one. I'm going to look that up on the portal here. 0-1 pitch, and Tillian gets underneath it, lofts it into left field. Curiali shading his eyes, makes the catch. Tillian is out, Jet back to first.
Tillian a bit upset with himself there. He knows he missed an opportunity. A pitch breaking over the plate. Last year that might have been a home run. His power was so terrific, but this year he's had a time of it matching that muscly strength he used last year. And this one he lifts under for a harmless pop fly.
Well, the breaking ball that was called ball four actually skimmed the strike zone. If they challenged that one, it would have been a strikeout at Williams. Tomas Nito is due to hit. It will not be against Winquist. Let's see, probably displeased on that ball four still. And he pitched well. New pitcher coming in, Cuenca, for the Cardinals when we come back.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There's what Tomas Nito did in his first at-bat today, a two-run homer, and the Mets lead this game by one. And now we come back to live action with Cuenca throwing his first pitch low to Nito, who struck out on a 95-mile-per-hour heater in the third. Mets getting a lift from the major leaguer, rehabbing from dry eye syndrome. And he cuts on this pitch and foul tips it. Well, the Mets are off tomorrow, as is every minor league affiliate. And the Mets right back here at Clover Park on Tuesday face Clearwater. We'll see where Tomas Nito winds up. He continues to be here in St. Lucie or goes north. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. So Nito was able to time up that slider that hung in the zone. He's basically been challenged with fastballs since. Wanker will throw to first, checking in on Williams, who is safe. Two pitch and the fastball again fouled away. Cuenca is 21 years old from Venezuela. Game number 8 for him. A high ERA. Zito fouls back another. But as official scorer Bill pointed out earlier in the day, you know, Jojo Rodriguez has a high ERA, too, like what he did yesterday, 3 no-hit innings. As a reliever, you have a bad outing, and your ERA shoots up. And unfortunately for Cuenca, it looks like he's had quite a few poor outings this year. Nito fouls off another fastball. He gave up 3 hits and 3 runs in his last appearance at Jupiter on May 14th. 2 runs and 4 hits in his prior appearance to that. A couple hits and a run in his first outing in May. One, two, slider. Missed away. With another foul. Cuenca can't get the fastball by him.
It looks like Nito has made adjustments as well. Noticing that he's being attacked by fastballs, he's ready for them.
It's 2-2 again. Nito finally down on the elevated fastball, strikes out for the second out of the inning. He's now 1-for-3 on the day with that two-run blast and a pair of strikeouts.
Yeah, this time the placement got him. He came upstairs. Nito unable to catch up. And now two gone in the bottom of the sixth.
See, he knows that's the pitch that he really wants to hit. The backdoor slider you hit for a home run is great. Not going to see that mistake a lot in the majors, but that fastball at 93 across the letters, that's the one he's looking to time up before he can get back to the big Mets. Here's Perozzo. Fouls one away. He's been quiet. Fly out in the strikeout today. Had three hits across the two games on Friday, as Williams has checked on. Lofted out of play, left side, and it's nothing and two. That scored two in the first on the home run by Nito. A Oda RBI double made it 3-0 in the third, or in the second rather. Palm Beach scored on a sac fly in the fourth and a home run in the fifth. Stranded the tying run 90 feet away in the sixth. 0-2 breaking ball, too high. Not a bad try. Fastball, that struck out Perozzo. So good work by Cuenca. Comes in, strikes out Nito and Perozzo to strand Williams at first. That sends us to the seventh. Still 3-2 Mets.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Start of the seventh, it'll be the 9-1-2 hitters for the Cardinals against Christopher Vasquez, who stranded a pair in the sixth inning. A reminder, next week we're right back here at Clover Park. The Mets take on the Clearwater Threshers for the second time this year. Clearwater swept the Mets back at the end of April over at BayCare Ballpark. Mets will look to exact some revenge. Good to be on Bally Live for consecutive weeks for the first time this year. Break up the monotony of week on, week off. Sandro Espinoza takes a first pitch ball. Palm Beach will be back at home to face the Tampa Tarpons, the Yankees affiliate, next week. So it's back-to-back last place teams for Palm Beach to play and build the lead in the East. This pitch misses up. I haven't talked about it much this year, but the format in the Florida State League is first half, second half. This ball is stung off the end of the bat to center. Blaine McIntosh right there. He retires Espinoza for out number one of the seventh. You have the East Division and a West Division. The first half winners make the playoffs. It's a even half, 66 games. There's no break in between games. 66-game first half, 66-game second half for 132 total. This pitch is a strike to Moketu, homeward last time up. pitch is high. So Clearwater leads the West by 6. Palm Beach leads the East by 3. We're beyond the halfway point of the first half. About a month left. So those two teams are in good spots. 2-1 pitch, no good. And it's 3 balls and a strike. Oh, we have a challenge. Mets down to their last challenge. They're going to burn it here. It is going to be a strike. Perozzo uses it and wins it. To be pretty confident. That will bring it to a 2-2 count as opposed to 3-1. First missed call of the day by Lagana. At least that was challenged. Breaking ball off the end of the bat towards Villavicencio. Throws to first, close. But he's out. Two down in the seventh as Moquette's retired. That brings up Ida Cernia. After the 66th game of the season, the standings will reset to 0-0 for the second half. But the overall standings still matter as this ball's ripped into right field. Ida Cernia on the board with the base hit today. He's the tying run at first. Now, if a team wins both halves, like let's say Clearwater wins the first half in the West and then the second half in the West, then you have to take the team with the next best overall record as the second playoff team in the division. That's why even though you might be out of the race in the first half, you still want a decent overall record in case that tiebreaker comes into play. There's a pitch for a strike to Yeager. Now, it's not often that the first-half champ repeats in the second half just because that first-half team usually is pillaged by the team above it, promote a lot of players, and it's hard to sustain. It's been done before. But it is not often. That's the way the postseason set up. Last year, the Mets won the second half or the first half easily. They had 40-19 at one point. It was a runaway. Promoted a lot of those guys. Kept their heads above water in the second half. Finished above 500 in the second half. Second best record in the East behind Palm Beach. And of course, we all know what happened there. Beat Palm Beach in the playoffs. Beat Dunedin in the finals. Champs for the first time in 16 years. Throw over to first. Ida Cernia back in. So that's your playoff setup. By the way, the winner of the first half chooses if it wants to host game 2 or 3 or host game 1. There's a pitch for a strike. And every time the team opts to go on the road game once, they can host game 2 and 3. In the first round. 2-2 on Yeager, who has flown out to deep center the last two times. He pokes one down the right side that will drop in foul.
I'd say that choice to host the second two games of the series worked out pretty well in the Mets' favor, especially that dramatic ending last year up in Dunedin.
Well, that is different. The championship series rotates by even odd years. So in the even years, the East team hosts game 2 and 3. And in the odd years, the West hosts games 2 and 3. So if the Mets made it to the championship game this year, they'd host game 1, and then we wouldn't be on Bally Live for the clinchers. There's the ball fouled away. So it just kind of worked out last year that we got to televise that championship-winning moment. But for the first round playoff, the East second half versus East first half winner, yeah, that's the first half winner gets the right to choose. Hosting game 1 and going on the road 2 and 3, or the other way around. Now Yeager fouls off another. And so in the, you know, every year, the Mets are going to have a 50-50 shot to make the playoffs. Four-team division, two teams got to make it. So you like your odds even before you throw a pitch. Same goes with the other teams in the division as well. The West, not so fortunate with 6 teams another ball fouled away. As Yeager's just trying to wait out something he can straighten out. Now, there's, you know, everybody asks me every year, why is it 6-4, 6 in the West, 4 in the East? Can't somebody in the West go to the East? That's not as important to the baseball folks as it is to have the travel, the lighter travel schedule. You move Lakeland out of the West, put them in the East, they got to play more games overnight, longer bus trips. Yeager fouls another one. So you play your division more times you play the other division. So you take a West team, you put them in the East, and all of a sudden they lose a bunch of commuter games. They got to go overnight more longer bus trips, like I said, more hotel money. So the expense of competitive balance, the almighty dollar wins out. 2-2 pitch to Yeager, and he takes one away. Full count, Ida Cernia will be taking off. Another foul ball. That was ball four. Yeager may be thinking too close to take. Payoff pitch again, and it's finally hit forward. High in the sky towards Villavicencio, waving for it. Puts it away for out number three. Another good inning by Vasquez. He's pitched two scoreless. We're at the seventh inning stretch. Mets holding a one-run lead.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Fans enjoying themselves here at Clover Park. Not quite the 2,700 we had in-house yesterday, but a lively bunch enjoying good weather and another tightly contested game. We need the Simba cam. That little one. Very nice. All right, let's answer the trivia question. Who was Tomas Nito's manager in the 2016 St. Lucie Mets season? You answered with Luis Rojas. You were correct. Luis Rojas, the 2015 and 16 St. Lucie Mets manager. He was very highly thought of at that time. He really worked his way up all the way from the Dominican Summer League Mets from 2006 all the way up to manager of the team. Just didn't quite work out for him there. And, of course, his first year managing the big league Mets was 2020. You were nearly undergoing an ownership change, the pandemic. It was quite a stressful time. But, Louis, a lot of grace, great presence, good man. Really enjoyed my time. One of my favorite people I've ever met in minor league baseball. So that was a fun season, 2016, with Tomas on the team and Val Pascucci, the hitting coach. A lot of golf being played. Your mate, Rojas, Chris Flexen. There's a swing and a miss, and Martinez is down for the third time. He's starting to slump again after that 0-for-21 start, ripped off the 10-game hitting streak, and has had a very quiet week. And who is not is Kevin Villavicencio. Jersey dirty. He's 2-for-2 at the plate. So he takes this one from Cuenca high. Bus driver Ed said he got that one right, too. Well, I hope bus driver Ed would get that right. He drove Louis around for 2 years. And then some when he was manager in spring training. Swing and a miss. And that brings us to the final trivia question. Oh, the Philip special. Philip special. On Valley Live, we'll read it after this pitch. Just grounded up the middle, but Moquette's going to handle it for out number two. All right, the animated film Everyone's Hero is about a kid who finds a talking baseball bat and ball. The talking bat is owned by a famous baseball player. Who is that player? Babe Ruth, Mike Trout, Willie Mays, or Mike Trout again? Good question, Philip. I do not know the answer. But if you do, log on, answer it on Bally Live, get you some Bally Bucks. Earn Bally Bucks towards a prize. Changeup swung on and missed by Oda. It's 1-1. Philip goes to those pop culture questions. John's the major league guy. I'm the minor league guy, and then you have Phil, who's the pop culture guy. That's going to be our rotation for questions throughout the year.
And we've got a great mix, a mix of pitches, if you will.
I wonder how many other teams doing the Bally Live stuff have three trivia questions a game. Pitch is low. I'll tell you what, if we didn't have the pitch clock and these games stalled out more, we'd do 9 a game if we could. Yeah. Where is this in 2021? Oda drives a ball high into right center field. Long run for Cho. He's going to get there. Makes the catch and retires the side. Cuenca 3 up, 3 down. We've played 7 at Clover Park in this series finale. Mets lead 3-2.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano with you on this Sunday. New pitcher on the mound for the Mets is lefty Luke Bartnicki. Third pitcher of the day. First lefty of the day. Replacing Christopher Vasquez, who went 2 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. Did his part. 42 pitches 28 strikes. He'll face Kiriali and whip in a fastball for a strike. Kiriali 0 for 3 today, just 3 for 20 in this series. Still, though, hitting 354. Fouls this one away. Bartnicki in for the first time in the series. He pitched last Sunday in Daytona, came in with a 1-0 lead in the eighth inning. Could not hold it. It was his third time pitching in the series, and he had to wonder just how much he had left in the tank. This 0-2 pitch gets a swing and a miss. Kiriali having a terrible time here at Clover Park. Strikes out the second time today. One gone for Bartnicki. That has to be a boost to his confidence. A sweeping slider across the plate. That's what some broadcasters have started referring to as a sweeper. This pitch is a fastball inside. I'm going to say he pitched last Sunday in Daytona because there were four lefties for him to face in the eighth inning. So even though he was pitching for the third time in the series, I believe he's the first Mets pitcher to pitch three times in a series. That's why. And as soon as the righty came up, he was taken out. He's not going to have that many lefties to face here as Cho takes a strike and will challenge this pitch. He wants 3-0. Palm Beach has two challenges left. It's a strike. Palm Beach has one challenge left. Well placed by Bartnicki. One challenge left for each team as Cho pops one up into shallow left. On comes Lara. Makes the grab. Two down. Very quiet top of the eighth inning unfolding. And that will do it for lefties for Bartnicki to face until he gets back to Idesernia. It was a long ways away. We're at the sixth spot in the lineup. Idesernia's two-hole. Here's Baez. And he takes a mighty cut and misses. Baez 1-for-2 with an infield hit, walk, and a strikeout. Pitch just missed. No challenge. See Perozzo pleased with where Bartnicki threw it. Inside ball two. So just missed outside, just missed inside. Home run cut, swung through and missed. Fastball at 91. Baez will use his timeout. Baez does have a home run in this series. Hit one 434 feet out to left. I think it might have scraped the batter's eye of the backfield. Here he pops one straight back. That one into the stands. Perozzo gives it a look, but it's right into the concourse. Kyle and Josh almost got that.
Like, it was snared by a nice catch by a fan walking into the breezeway, walked right into a foul ball.
Two-two is fouled back. I think that might have bounced in the breezeway up top into the stands there. Big hops on the infield and in the stands. 2-2 pitch, just missed. Perozzo will challenge and try to get out of this inning. Challenge call. We wait the result. Strike three. That's how you use the challenge system. One-run game. It gets you out of the inning. Perozzo has won his last two challenges. And it's a 1-2-3. Top of the eighth for Bartnicki. Well, John, here we go again. Mets clinging to a one-run lead. Palm Beach, multiple chances with runners on third to bring in that tying run. They haven't done it. This Mets pitching staff just finding ways to get it done.
Yeah, and it's the second day in a row of that. You know, the starter came out through five strong innings, but then in replacement, the relievers have really been exactly what they've needed to be. And let's give some credit to the Mets hitting for giving them the lead. Of course, that big home run by Tomas Nito was a lift, but Kevin Villavicencio on with a couple of singles. Scott Oda with an extra base hit. So the Mets really doing the job top to bottom once again and clinging to a one-run lead.
Yeah, yesterday the Mets won 2-1. They got a great start from Ventura, five shutout innings, or one run in five innings, but then the bullpen had to go four scoreless to finish the deal, and that's what we're looking at again today. Can the Mets bullpen go four scoreless to finish the deal? Three innings down, one to go. We're going to guess it'll be Bartnicki in the ninth, and he will face the bottom of the order. Meanwhile, McIntosh, Lara, and Jet Williams will bat for the Mets against Cuenca in the home eighth, looking for a little insurance. The series didn't start off so hot for the Mets. They lost the first four games to extend their losing streak to a season-high nine, but now they're just three outs away from a two-game winning streak. And we've talked about this before, John, that, you know, the Mets, their wins, not many of them, but coming in bunches. They have a three-game winning streak. They had a two-gamer not too long ago when they beat Jupiter and Daytona, and now a chance for two more.
Yeah, and they've really shown signs of promise this season of being able to put together back-to-back wins. Like you said, they've won in spurts. This is a team that's not that far away from getting over the hump. And if they can get a win today, again, they're going to face a tough team next week in Clearwater, but this is the team that might be able to give them a run for their money.
We're set to start the eighth inning. A bunt drop down by McIntosh, beautifully done, picked up, and it's bounced away. McIntosh will now go to second base. Moquette's throw is late. A single and an error. As it's not Cuenca, but a new pitcher, Jack Lynch, in the game. Not suspecting the bunt by McIntosh in the lefty-lefty matchup. And Lynch should have just put that in his pocket. He throws it away for an error. It was already going to be a hit. And the Mets have a key runner at second base for a possible insurance run.
Yeah, just a beautiful job there by McIntosh. Surprise bunt, first pitch, lays it down absolutely perfect. And you're right, Adam. Lynch absolutely has to eat that ball. There had no chance to throw him out. And his greed got the better of him there as McIntosh now standing on second.
Alfredo Lara up next, and say this is a bunt situation for him being the leadoff hitter, but his bat, the strength of it is the power. So not bunting. His pitch is outside.
Yeah, with Lara at the plate, he's had a quiet series. You'd know he'd love to break out of this funk he'd been in with an RBI right here.
Pitch is outside, 2-1. Lynch has not appeared in the series yet on the season. He's appeared in eight games out of the bullpen, a 7.36 ERA. Just 11 hits and 7 runs in 7 innings. 2-1 pitch is high for ball 3. Cuenca ended up going an inning and 2/3 scoreless, actually perfect. Lara looking to do damage, 3-1. He will instead take ball 4 high. And the Mets have the first two on in the eighth inning, leading by a run, trying to extend the lead. And with Jet Williams at the plate, curious to see if maybe he will put down a bunt. Or you got a pitcher who just walked a batter, and you got the league team leader and walks the plate. And Jet Williams, maybe patience would be the key. We will see.
I really like the patience of Lara in that at bat. He said struggling over the last couple of games. Expect him to maybe be over-eager as he looked for an RBI, but good patience there, good eye, and not overexcited at the plate.
No bunt showing as Williams takes a called strike one. outside. Ball one. And there's strike two across the letters. Jet today, two walks and a pop out. Pitch is outside. Good take. Two balls, two strikes. Williams fouls it back. Stays alive. A bunt hit and a walk have the Mets in business in the bottom of the eighth. Haven't scored since the second inning. Williams waits on the 2-2 and takes it outside. It's a full count. Lynch ready with the payoff pitch. It's fouled back as Williams keeps the at-bat going. Mets certainly have good speed out there on the bases with McIntosh and Laura, the guys who roam the outfield. Junior Tillian lurks in the on-deck circle, and then Tomas Nito has a bat in the hole. Payoff pitch again. Williams grounds it to second. Could be two. Moquette shuffles it off to Espinoza. Throws to first. That's a huge double play. 4-6-3 twin killing. McIntosh goes to third on the play, but the Mets hoping for a big hit, maybe a walk. Instead, 4-6-3. Well turned and a nice pick at the back end by Yeager. And now they will rely on Tilling to come up with the two-out hit. Big bouncer to short. Espinosa's got to wait. Here comes the throw. It's high and late, and McIntosh scores. The Mets have their insurance. Well, it's tough to tell if that would have been an out had Yeager been able to keep his foot on the base. Tillian not exactly quick out of the box. I think he was going to be safe. Good job slowing that replay down. You can see Yeager had to come off to make the catch. So, the bunt hit by McIntosh ends up scoring. Tillian with an infield single. And now Nito bats for the fourth time. I'm sure he appreciates that on rehab assignment, getting that fourth at bat. Pop foul out of play.
Yeah, Nito appreciative. Any extra turns at bat this week as he continues to work his way back after those punctal plugs were inserted into his eyes, giving him much better, clearer vision. He said it's like night and day comparatively, and able to keep his tear ducts lubricated.
He's got a homer and two strikeouts this afternoon. The home run in the first put the Mets up 2-0. A big swing in this hotly contested game. Nito pokes one off the end of the bat out to the shortstop, or second baseman Moquette takes it himself to the bag to force out Tillian. Inning over. But Blaine McIntosh, surprise, bunt single leads off the eighth. He ends up scoring. The Mets have somewhat of a buffer now, at least a two-run lead going to the ninth.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
You see some scores around the Mets organization and Florida State League. Fort Myers, Lakeland tied in a good one. In Lakeland, Tampa's all over Dunedin. And the Mets' next opponent, Clearwater, trying to bounce back from a loss last night, up 4-0 in the bottom of the third. Mets action. Brooklyn looks like they beat Hudson Valley in game one, 6-0. Binghamton up 6-3 in the bottom of the seventh of game one. In New Hampshire, Syracuse out to an early lead, and no score between the Mets and Guardians in game one of a doubleheader at Citi Field. We are ready for the top of the ninth here at Clover Park. Luke Bartnicki back to work looking for the six-out save. A 1-2-3 eighth with two strikeouts. He will face Cruz, Linares, and Espinoza, the 7-8-9 hitters. First pitch, a swing and a miss, and these Cardinals just have not looked very good swinging at the breaking pitch. Bartnicki's keeping it middle and low in the zone. They are right over the top. This ball is slashed foul. The Mets had a 2-0 lead earlier. It was trimmed to 3-0 after two. Got trimmed to 3-2 by the end of the fifth. Extended by McIntosh and Tillian last inning. Ground ball to third. Easy hop for Tillian. One away. Yes, he held on. Martinez flapping that glove at the last moment. It's that wide range, that wingspan. Make the play as Cruz is retired. Another look. Ooh, Cruz fell down out of the gate. Good recovery to make it close. Now it's Linares. Done his part catching with a couple of caught stealings, but at the plate, 1-for-3 with a harmless single. Val tips this pitch. Like Cardinals, I don't think, can anybody tell them that they can't tie the game with a solo home run? Massive cut. 1-1, another big cut by Linares, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, two-run ball game. You'd like to see them to take a little more level swings here and trying to get bat in front of ball and get on base. It's like you said, you can't tie the game without a base runner.
Last inning they tried to tie it when they were down just one. Down 1-2-3. 1-2 pitch, and this ball is lofted into left. On comes Lars, speeding in, makes the sliding grab for the second out. Long range catch for Wilfredo Lara.
It's a great job, a great recovery from Lara as he hesitated a bit, took a first step back, but then a hard charge in, able to drop to one knee and make a fine sliding catch.
Not do it any better. Feet first. Lined it up beautifully, and the Mets are an out away from taking the weekend from the Cardinals. First pitch, a ball high to Espinoza, who's 0-for-3.
Wouldn't that be a massive recovery by the Mets after dropping the first four games of this series?
This ball into Lara again, and he's going to make the catch with the leap, and the game's over. The Mets win 4-2. They do it. They sweep the weekend from the Cardinals, winning on Saturday night by a run and here on Sunday afternoon by two. Great recovery by the St. Lucie Mets. Well played for their 10th win of the season. Lara in the defense, a big part of that at the very end, taking away two potential hits as the Mets line it up with a happy high five line between second, the mound, and the dugout. Certainly a rocky start to this 12-game homestand with four straight losses out of the gate to extend a losing streak to nine, but now the Mets have won two in a row and have looked good doing it. Two hard-fought, close games. Winning pitcher in this one, Joelmy Ramirez. Losing pitcher, Cade Winquist, and Luke Bartnicki gets his first save. How about this Mets bullpen? Eight scoreless innings in the last two games. That's how you win if you're the St. Lucie Mets. Mets improved their record to 10-29. Palm Beach still comfortably ahead of the Mets in the standings at 24-15, but Jupiter, their neighbor at Roger Dean, lurks close by. Good stuff from the Mets. They put on a show this weekend, these fans here at Clover Park. They'll hope to roll the good times over early next week to Clearwater as the Threshers will drive across the state for a six-game series. But before that, the post-game show will come back on Valley Live to wrap up the Mets 4-2 win on this Sunday afternoon over Palm Beach.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs. Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, John DeStefano with you from high atop the action, fourth floor broadcasting booth. As the ballpark clears out, we'll take a day off and then be back at it on Tuesday for six games against Palm Beach. Mets, though, shaking off that tough loss on Friday, 6-0 after the suspended game, lost two games on Friday, but they win Saturday and Sunday. And here's a look how they did it today as Joelmy Ramirez gets a key strikeout early in the ballgame. And there's a play that kept the Cardinals from scoring. They had first and third, one out. There was a strikeout of Curiale, and then that caught stealing got the Mets out of trouble in the first. Then Tomas Nito unloads a home run on his rehab assignment, two-run shot. Scott Close, superfan, just missed getting that one. Couldn't get over there in time. 2-0 Mets. You see Baez, there was obviously miscommunication there. And he thought maybe it was ball four. It was actually ball two. Well, he is out, maybe a botched hit and run. Somebody missed a sign somewhere. Here's Scott Oda delivering a gapper. That plates Kevin Villavicencio. This is in the second inning. And boom, just like that, the Mets up 3-0 on Cade Winquist. Winquist ended up doing well as that play did not amount to a run. That was some shaky defense by the Cardinals all game. They made three errors. Meanwhile, Mets defense was good. There's a sack fly after a balk. That was the only run allowed by Joelmy Ramirez. First run allowed by Ramirez. Here's the second. A home run by Darlene Moquette with one out in the fifth. That made it a 3-2 game. Cuenca came out of the bullpen behind Winquest and did a nice job, ending in two-thirds perfect, including three strikeouts. So the Mets had that 3-2 lead. They managed it, and then Williams hits into this double play. It was first and second, no outs. Looked like the Mets might not get any insurance after that double play induced by Lynch. But Tillian, with the hustle, beats out this infield single on the high throw by Espinosa, who had to rush it. McIntosh, who led off the inning with the bunt single, scores. The Mets had their insurance run. And then how about a couple of nice plays to end the game by Lahr in left, the sliding catch here. And here's the final play of the game, and Espinosa lines a similar pitch to left. A bunny hop at the very end by Lahr puts it away. Didn't do much with the bat, Lahr, but you could see he was fired up by the defense. And let's give a hat tip to Luke Bartnicki, who in a similar spot last Sunday in Daytona gave up a couple of runs, and the Mets could not hold their 1-0 lead. Bartnicki, what can you say? Six batters faced with the 1-2-run lead. He retired all six, pummeled the strike zone. He really had the Cardinals off balance today and made a what should have been a stressful appearance look like it was the easiest in the world.
Yeah, he was absolutely terrific today and really completes a full weekend of great pitching for St. Lucie. They got excellent performances all the way through. All six pitchers who appeared were fantastic. But let's give some credit to the Mets offense. Kevin Villavicencio has continued on a great tear so far. His average now up to 265. That leads the team. But the Mets made the most of their opportunities today, and that's something you have to do if you're going to get it done against the Cardinals. They were 3-for-7 with men in scoring position to take the lead, and they never looked back.
And they also took advantage of having a major leaguer in the lineup as Tomas Nido hits that two-run homer, and the Mets ended up winning by two. So a wire-to-wire win for the Mets for the second consecutive day as they take the final two games of a six-game series from first-place Palm Beach. Now we flip the page to Tuesday. The Mets will welcome in another first-place team, the Clearwater Threshers, who, if they hold on and beat Bradenton, will roll in with a 29-10 record. Six of those wins already this season against the Mets. So the Mets, who are clearly riding high after the last two wins over Palm Beach, we will see if they can continue that trend against the best team in the Florida State League, the Phillies affiliate, the Clearwater Threshers. We will have it all for you on Bally Live next week, Tuesday through Sunday. Tuesday's game is a 6:05 start. Wednesday is an 11 a.m. start, so mark your calendars. We'll go on air on Bally Live on Tuesday at 5:55, and again, first pitch at 6:05. Well, folks, that'll do it. For John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.